from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Hell no.
There have been a variety of proposals.
What?
Hey, Seattle.
The hottest spot.
Hey, Seattle.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
Sucker.
What's going on?
Oh, thank you.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And what mommy says, that's what it's called.
And so
that's
what it's called. There it is.
A paya!
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
The sweet potato poo is one of the more underrated, awkward things in TV history. Al Roker literally went on national TV claiming that his mom makes a dish called sweet potato poo.
Yeah. And then one of those like exercises that proves old people can say whatever they want and get away with it.
Like, what? And no one, like, we just went with it, like, sweet potato poo.
Well, you know what's also awkward in that clip, underrated in that clip, is the woman at the end saying, when mama says.
Yeah. So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because that's what my mother told us it
and
was.
And when mommy says, that's what it's called.
And so
that's
there you
what
have
that's it. What
there
it's called.
It. It's just, someone, like, Al, you know what poo means, right?
Oh, you know that old dirty perv knows what poo means.
Like, come on, Al. Like, what are we doing here? Sweet potato poo. That is like something that you tell your mom, and your mom has no idea what it means, and then she goes along with it, and then, you know, tells other people that's what it is, and you make fun of her. You know, mom just like, I'm making myself some sweet potato poo today. What? Ma? Good Lord. It's like something my mom would say. Just
without, yeah, just yeah, like very innocently.
Yeah, would have
no idea.
By the way, the Mets just, Mets and O's are tied now.
Oh, for God's sakes.
David Peterson just gave up back-to-back dingers.
Oh, no.
He's having a nice year for us.
Not anymore.
Well, we don't have a whole lot going right now, so just, it's no good. Freaking Orioles. Although I do kind of like the O's. If I had to pick someone to win the World Series besides the Mets, which isn't going to happen.
It'd be the Royals.
I could get behind the Orioles. Well, you know I love me some Kansas City Royals.
How many teams does Isachi have? You have Royals, you have Padres, you have Orioles.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
Are there any other good teams? No, the Royals and Padres are my teams. I really like Baltimore because of Adley.
Mm. Oh, Rays were your team for a while. Our Rays.
Our Rays. Well, that was because I thought maybe there was an outside chance they could come here.
Yeah.
So we were claiming them, but
that ship has sailed, and they're out. I'm out on them.
Your Astros, your A's.
No, not my. Don't you lump me with the Astros.
Your Giants, your White Sox.
Those cheating ass Astros. They can.
Your Mariners.
Yeah, I don't like them either. As a matter of fact, I find them pathetic.
Well, they kind of are.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, he was born in 1935, guys. It was a nice run.
It was a good run.
But the great
Haven't seen him in forever.
The great Phil Donahue has passed.
Yes.
At the age of 88.
Even though he looked 88 when he was probably 52.
Well, I feel like he looked 52 all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we never saw him older or younger.
No.
He was, but now you look at pictures, because he died, there's a bunch of pictures of him. Young Phil Donahue, like, I don't remember that. That was a little before my time.
Yeah.
So I just remember daytime talk show Phil Donahue, and he was the same. He was 52-year-old Phil Donahue.
You know who has this going on? Jeff Austin.
Our boss?
Yeah. Jeff does what? Not age. He looks exactly the same. He just, he'll be that way. We'll run into Jeff Austin when he's like 81, and he'll be like, did you age? He just always looks, Steve Martin has a little bit of this. You just look the same. Keith Richards.
It feels like, especially, well, I think of Jeff Austin and Steve Martin, people who go gray or go white very early, but then keep themselves in good health.
Yeah.
Yes.
They seem to stay the same age for 30 years.
Correct. It has something to do with the white hair, early white
because
hair.
You look older earlier because of that, and then you...
Yeah. And then you don't really age.
No.
Physically, not as much besides the hair. Yeah.
No, as long as you don't go all, you know, bloated fish, you just kind of stay the same. And then, like, Keith Richards was always, like, wrinkly and looked like he was going to die, like, in 1972. And here we are in 2024, and it's exactly the same. There's kind of a beauty to that strategy. You look terrible for, like, 39, but you look great at 74. You're like, yeah, way to go, Keith.
Did you ever watch The Donahue Show?
Mm-hmm. I did watch The Donahue Show. That was always one, like, growing up, my mom liked the, she loved the midday talk shows. And so I got those all. I remember Phil Donahue. We had Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah.
Who's the other one that we had?
So Ricky Lake.
Yeah, Ricky Lake. There was one other one.
Oprah.
Jenny Jones was another one.
Yeah.
I used to watch all those. Like, when you would stay home from school and, like, you were sick, you'd get The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And then The Price is Right would give way to, like, the Days of Our Lives sort of things. And then as it got closer to, like, 2 o'clock, we got the daytime talk shows that would come on. And I absolutely remember Phil Donahue. That was one of those, that was a staple in our house.
Yeah. Oprah said that she would have not had the Oprah Winfrey Show were it not for Phil. Because,
really?
Yeah, I think they were at the same network. And he, she just says that he was the first to acknowledge that women were interested in more than just being hot.
No.
And he knew Oprah was smart and...
Interesting. Because now we're kind of going back to now just every girl just wants to be hot and make money by
being
hot.
Well, it's the easier route for
sure.
It
is the easier.
If you're hot.
It's the easier route. Yeah, but that guy... Then, like, Phil Donahue was always, like, on TV Guide and Reader's Digest. And he always had, like, that stern look about him. I always thought Phil looked like he could be, like, a TV preacher as well.
Yeah, he did have the... He had the... He just sort of had that look about him, like he is going, if you have done something wrong, he's going to find it.
Yes.
And call you out to the world.
Yes. That was the greatness.
Great
was.
Journalist. You know, his show was good because, so if you don't know, he was the king of daytime talk.
Yes.
He had a talk show, and the really what I remember from watching Donahue, because of course he would tackle some pretty heavy subjects.
Yeah, it was not all, like, it wasn't the Jerry Springer.
No, remember? He was a real journalist.
And there was, like, Morton Downey Jr. came along. That was different, because those guys were, like, trash TV, whereas Phil actually thought of himself as a...
It was a good show. Yeah. It's everything Dr. Phil thinks he can be.
I like that.
Is Phil. Phil was the real deal.
Yeah.
But what I remember about his show was it was the first show, I think, to go in, he would go into the audience and let the audience ask questions of whoever he had his panel there.
Yeah, he was one of the first.
And I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Because he'd run around, you know, he'd grab the mic and he'd run over to old Maude who wanted to...
And she'd give whoever their 2 cents on the thing and then the crowd would cheer and, or, you know, jeer the person on stage.
He was just really, he was a command, he could command that whole room, like, and pull that out. That's not that easy.
No.
To do interviews and...
Phil was a pioneer, man.
He was great. So he died. He was sick for a long time, his family said.
And I remember he did one that he got a bunch of kudos on. He was one of the first guys to do the Catholic Church for the sex
really?
Stuff. Yeah. Phil was one of the very first ones. I read something, I mean, gosh, this was years and years, years ago, where they were doing kind of a what are you doing now sort of thing, and they were giving Phil his props. He was the first one. And at the time, it was a big deal because, you know, you didn't mess with the Catholic Church.
No.
You know, and Phil called them to the carpet because in a shocking development, that was going on back then.
Wait, what'd they do?
Oh. I think they... something involving a cummerbund and a collection plate. It was bad.
It was bad. Things. By the way, go look at the photo of Joe Biden awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom
to Phil
Donahue.
Really?
Because it was just earlier this year.
Did he still have the hair? Oh, it was earlier this year.
Yes, and I don't know who looks worse. Yeah. And by the way, Phil has now died.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm here reading here on People. It says that... yeah, he was one of the first people to tackle feminist issues, race relations. Yeah. Brings up the big episode on the Catholic Church, and was the first, as you stated, to allow audience members to ask questions.
Yeah, the show was fun. Yeah. Well, not always fun, but he was good. He was good at what he did.
Yes, yes, he was.
So he will be missed.
The great Phil.
Although we haven't thought about him for years.
No, it's been a long.
Isn't that weird? How
long time.
You got a guy, and you're like, that guy's great. And then you don't see or hear anything about him for years and years and years and years. And then he dies. And you're like, the guy's great.
Yeah.
And then you don't think about him again.
Well, you think about, you know, for someone like that, you know, you earned your flowers. You made your money. And then you kind of slip away. And
yeah, he never really did much of anything after his show.
I actually prefer it that way. Like,
totally. It's like Johnny Carson.
Yeah. Remember when Larry King was hanging around and he was hawking like Centrum Silver? And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's like, I find that stuff to be sad. Like, I'd rather, I mean, you do what you want, but like, I think there's a beauty in gracefully bowing out and being like, hey, man, I had my time and thanks for coming and, you know, I'll be over here, as opposed to that weird kind of pathetic attempt. Like, Chris Berman's got this, you know, it's like
is he still around?
Yeah, he's still fighting to try to be relevant and, yeah.
Shows up at the occasional golf tournament, does an occasional, like, SportsCenter guest spot on NFL Live or something. It's always weird.
And he's like hawking, like, home warranties now, like on TV, and it's weird. At one point, Chris Berman was like the biggest sportscaster in the world, and he can't quite let it go. So I appreciate that Phil just went away.
Yeah, somebody said if I'm not, he says if memory serves correct, didn't Phil bring on Two Live Crew and all the white folks in the audience were just flabbergasted?
I watched that clip this morning. I'd never seen it. It was circulating Twitter. It was incredible. All the white people reactions to the gyrating group that was on stage. Yeah, that was fantastic.
He had him on to talk about obscenities.
Censorship.
And censorship. And it was a really good discussion.
But they were performing and dancing too, and that shocked the audience.
His audience was just not having it.
Isn't it weird? Because now you look at where we're at, and you think about all the, like, I try to tell my kids this sometimes, and then you just, you're the old guy. It's like, back in the day, we wore an onion on our belt because it was the style, and it was, you know, you just sound like an old fart. But it's weird to explain to kids, like, the idea of the parental advisory explicit sticker label that came out on albums. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, it was a big deal. You'd head into like Sam Goody or like where Tower Records, and they wouldn't let you buy a CD. And they're like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, it had the parental advisory sticker on it. So we would have to like wait outside the record store and try to get an adult to buy us the Two Live Crew. Or Ice-T had an Ice-T, the Cop Killer.
Uh-huh.
There was that one. Like, we had to, like, literally tried to get adults to buy you tapes. And then there was always that one kid that had the tape, and that was the coolest kid in school. And they're like, oh, my God, you're so old.
Well, and then the parental advisory became, like, an anti-authority symbol. Like, people, like, skateboarders are wearing T-shirts with it and stuff.
Didn't
and it was
we
like,
all have the
in.
Parental advisory T-shirt?
Yeah.
I know I did, and I thought I was cool. Some fat kid in the Husky Teen section buying the parental advisory T-shirt, and I thought I was badass. You're like, it's like the sixth grade. What the hell did I know?
We forgot Montel Williams. He was a big daytime talk show
Montel, guy. Yeah, I
remember
Montel, yeah.
Wendy Williams.
I think those came a little later.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, those were later. They weren't the OGs.
Phil was the OG.
Phil was indeed the OG.
Rachel Ray's been on. I think she's still on, isn't she?
She's still on?
Anytime I hear Wendy Williams, I think of the infamous burp fart. Do you remember that?
No.
I do kind of.
When
yeah.
she burped and then like tried to oops herself and she farted on that. I have it right here.
Well, let's, yeah. Let's dig
just
in.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
That's my lasting memory of Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Oh my gosh.
The old burp fart.
Is she dead?
I think she's, no, she's alive. She just has a bunch of health issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but she was in some serious straits, I think.
Well, and she's like a full on. She's got issues.
You know who else is a, you know, and she doesn't get a lot of credit. Oh, Sally Jesse Raphael's another one. We forgot to mention her. She was big back in Phil's day.
Love Sally. She had the red glasses.
But you know who is one that doesn't get a lot of credit? I'm not really sure why. I can't stand her. I think she's super fake and way too bubbly. But Kelly Ripa has been on the air for a long-ass time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know why she doesn't get put in with...
Well, because she was the... It wasn't... You know, she took over for Kathy Lee. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
And Kathy Lee was... Yeah. I mean, she was good.
Yeah. Regis and Kathy Lee, and you know,
was a big deal.
That was a big deal. And then it was Regis and Kelly, and now I think it's Kelly and her husband.
Yeah, sure, her husband's on there.
And he's just there because I think Kelly's like, just shut up and look pretty. Kelly runs that show. Yeah, she's been a big deal for a long time. I'm telling you, man, those daytime, that's a great gig. That is, and Ellen, then Ellen came along.
Oh, Ellen.
And
whatever, why is she, what's going on with her?
She got canceled. Turns out she was a real
she was
bitch.
Awful to people,
yeah,
I guess
everyone
right?
hated her.
And now she can't even get a job?
I don't think she's, I think she's just rich now.
No one wants her to.
I think she's actually doing a stand-up tour right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then people, you know, will not, people not remember this, but at one point she also was an enormous figure on TV, and I'm not being sarcastic. Rosie O'Donnell's show was huge.
Yeah, she was big.
That was like a big deal. Rosie, before she kind of went all militant, and remember she like attacked Tom Selleck and, you know, got all angry.
Yeah, I feel like she's crazy.
She was a big deal. The Rosie O'Donnell show was enormous, kind of like Ellen. But, you know, a lot of times when you give people enough rope like that, they kind of hang themselves. I think you get a little big for your britches. And
don't forget about Geraldo.
Yeah. And Geraldo was weird because Geraldo went from serious journalist to absolute putz.
Yeah.
And then tried to go back to being a serious journalist and is now kind of like a weird shill for Fox News and strange. He was sending D pics to people.
It is true that he has an interesting career arc because he was very serious.
Yeah.
And then he was a total joke.
Yeah, he would do like the lesbian Nazi hookers, you know.
But he's kind of got it back.
Yeah.
Like he's I don't know how he did that.
It's a hell of a career arc. Yeah, he rode the roller coaster. Because now he goes on and talks about like serious, like new stuff. Kinda.
The Al Capone's vault episode.
Yeah.
Wait, somebody out here is saying that Montel Jordan, or yeah, not Montel Jordan, Montel.
This is how we do.
He dated Kamala Harris back in the 90s?
Get right down out of town.
That's what the Vancouver Ford text line says. We're going to have to go to the interwebs to find out.
Boy, way to go. I guess that's way to go. Which one?
Okay, here's Time Magazine has this. It's a fact check. Harris is,
completely false.
Completely false, yeah.
Disappointing.
Oh, wait.
Wait, hold on.
No, that's the wrong.
I see a photo of them together.
Yeah, sorry. That wasn't the right thread.
Vanity Fair says Montel Williams once dated Kamala Harris and now his social media is a big mess.
Why is his social media a mess?
I don't know. I'll have to read the article.
Yeah, there's pictures of them together. Yeah. Look at young Kamala.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know.
Well, look at young Montel.
I think Montel Williams, don't quote me on this, pretty smart dude. Like, I feel like Montel Williams.
He was the Navy guy.
A lot of people might think he's a joke because of his show.
Yeah, I kind of think he's a joke.
But I think that dude's pretty bright.
He wrote a book called Mountain, Get Out of My Way.
Hey, that was going to be my book.
Look at Dusty Hera putting in overtime texting the three of us that Ellen is doing a one-woman show about getting canceled, which she has a stand-up portion in, and she will take questions from the crowd. His wife went and said it was pretty good.
Where did his wife see her?
I don't know.
Ellen came through?
I don't know if she's come through or she saw her somewhere else. I don't know.
I think Ellen DeGeneres is actually pretty funny.
I do not.
You don't?
I don't.
I thought she was pretty good. I'm not talking about her talk show. I never saw her talk show.
Yeah, but I'm talking about her stand-up.
Just stand-up?
I
thought she was funny.
Doesn't do anything for me. Find it.
Well, you just hate lesbians. Bigot.
I'm trying to think. No, not really. But I don't find her funny at all in any way. But she was a pioneer because when she came out, that was a big deal. When she came out on her own show, that was a really, really big moment. She was kind of the first one.
All right.
And it cost her a job.
Is Jeff Bezos of Britain dead? The answer is likely yes. But how did it happen? Next on The Fan. Well, they fear this guy's dead.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't think he's bounding out of the water anytime soon. Like, I'm fine. He's just dog paddling around.
Maybe he put on his super rich guy jetpack and got the hell out of there.
I don't think those exist. Although, wouldn't that be kind of badass if you had a super, like, rich guy, which is like emergency jetpack? Like, you just, instead of putting on a life vest, it's just a life jacket, Iron Man style, and you flew away? It'd be pretty kick-ass.
Don't put it past him.
Hey, rich guys can do whatever they want.
So this is a rich British tech tycoon by the name of Mike Lynch.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with our Mike Lynch.
No.
The great.
Yeah.
The great Mike Lynch.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
And when I hear, I think he's actually Irish.
Who?
The Mike Lynch. This guy.
Well, they're calling him British.
Well,
Brexit.
I think he's technically, I think he's from Ireland. Either way. My point is, when I saw him, this is going to be very judgmental and it makes me feel like an ass. Yeah, he was born in Ireland. So, I mean, I guess you could say he is British because it's, you know, it's part of the United Kingdom. But
does this matter?
He's Irish. I was a little shocked when I saw him. I thought.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he's fat?
Well, when I heard that he was like the British Jeff Bezos, I was kind of thinking he'd be like,
kinda, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, kind of put together and sharp looking.
Ripped.
He's just kind of he looks like that big ass from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Leary.
No, the Mr. Wonderful guy?
He just looks mean. Like, if you told me that guy was that guy's a billionaire, he just seems like a cartoonish, angry, evil billionaire.
He is kind of straight out of the... He's just kind of straight out of the central casting.
Yeah.
His teeth are messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he kind of looks like Kevin O'Leary, but with bad teeth.
You would think that you're worth several billions of dollars, you'd get the chompers fixed, but...
Well, he sold his tech firm to Hewlett-Packard for $11
billion. Yeah.
But apparently he'd been having some legal issues for the last 10 to 15 years. He was on trial in San Francisco for fraud, but was acquitted. He's had quite a life. Anyway, his name is Mike Lynch, and he was out on his yacht off of the coast of Sicily, the island of Sicily, when the boat got hit by a tornado.
Yeah. Who knew,
and
by the way,
sank.
Who knew there were tornadoes out, like, just in the middle of the water?
I know.
Yeah.
Killed one of the 22 people on board.
Are those called typhoons generally, or is a typhoon different than a water tornado?
Well, wouldn't they call it a typhoon if it were a typhoon?
I guess.
They're calling it a tornado here.
Okay.
I don't know. But he's missing.
Yeah.
And there are there's two Americans and then three other Britons who are missing as well.
A water tornado is also known as a water spout. So... I think a typhoon is a hurricane. I think a typhoon is another word for a hurricane.
Is a typhoon a tornado? Tropical cyclones that originate in the east, mostly over the western Pacific and northern Indian Ocean, are called typhoons. A tornado is different altogether. It's a funnel cloud that forms from a storm over land. So
water spout, if you're looking at a water tornado, you could call it a water spout. Either way, it's not good when you end up in one. And let me just say this. When you go missing at sea, when your yacht was sunk by a water spout, again, I don't think you're just magically okay.
Oh, he's alive, man. He's going to pop up.
Although, here's my thing. when I read about the lawsuit, my first thought was, oh, he totally staged this.
You got possible.
You got $11 billion, right? But you're wanted for fraud. There's some speculation around you. And all you do is you get on your yacht and you tell your guy, hey, man, I want you to head right towards that thing. And they're like, what? And they're like, just shut up and head that way. Meanwhile, you've got a little escape hatch. You've got a little submarine, whatever. Your boat goes down. You disappear. Next thing you know, you get on Ozempic. You fix your teeth. You get a toupee. And now you're living that. You're like Batman at this point, just living somewhere overseas, having a grand old time. And everyone thinks you're dead.
I love
it. You just got to keep living, yeah, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Look, I've said it many a time. If I had enough money, I would have no problem faking my death. I actually think it's kind of fun. Just gonna start all over, especially if you got some problems. No one knows who you are. You just disappear and be whoever you want. Guy pops up in Argentina, Miguel Sanchez doing his own thing.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
That's more likely than him bouncing out of this water and being alive.
Well, how hard would it be if you did that and you're rich and famous, like Bezos?
Be pretty tough.
How hard would it be to go incognito? I don't think you could do that unless you just stayed in your you know, you're like Richard Branson, you live on an island and you never leave it.
Well, here's my thing though. Like, I don't think it's as hard as you think it is. The key is you got to either got to get real fat or get real skinny. So if you're Bezos, if Bezos put on 30 pounds and grew out his hair and like a beard and just lived in some remote part of the world, no one would know it was Jeff Bezos. Like, have you seen Art Briles lately?
No.
Look, take a look at Art Briles.
Doesn't he have long hair now?
Yeah. You're telling me
John Voight in Heat.
Look at Art Briles, you know, when he was doing whatever the hell he was doing at Baylor versus now.
That doesn't look like Art Briles.
In any way. Now, imagine Art Briles. Now, if you wanted to go a step further, what if that right there, he looks like Mick Fleetwood, by the way.
And he didn't lose, I mean, he didn't gain a bunch of weight.
He didn't gain a bunch of weight.
Ooh, good call on Fleetwood.
That's what I'm saying. If Art gained like 30 pounds to go along with the this new look he has.
That's right. You would never know.
Art disappears and never to be seen from again. So this Mike Lynch bro, he's kind of a fat butt. He loses 40 pounds, gets some hair and a beard, fixes his teeth. No one knows. No one.
You might be onto something.
Yeah.
He's alive.
Did you see in the story it said that the yacht, quote, and this is in quotations, suddenly sank.
Yep.
Most likely due to terrible weather conditions. Suddenly sank.
And no, they only killed one person.
Exactly.
Because they had to take a life in order to make it seem real.
Yep.
And then he got away with the two Americans and the three other Brits.
Damn.
Perfect escape plot.
And they're just just gone.
And then the others are like, we don't know what happened, and they're alive.
Yeah. Look, I'm just saying, there was
the situation.
There was some sketchy things around the $11 billion sale. Am I wrong? He was extradited from Britain to the U.S. last year to stand trial.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a pretty shady dude.
Right? So, look,
we'll never know.
I'm being dead serious. I got $11 billion in the bank.
No, you don't.
No, but if I did, follow me. If I got $11 billion and the U.S. comes calling for me and is like, hey, we don't like what's going on here. We need you to come back here. You got to stand trial. You may go to prison and lose your $11 billion. Guess what I'm doing? I'm sinking a yacht. I got no problem going down. I don't think it'd be that hard either.
We'll tip you extra for making it look good.
Exactly. Yeah, someone's saying facial surgery. Is it that hard to get a nose job? The key, though, is just the weight loss thing. Gain weight, lose weight. Because we've all seen that. If you do a 30-pound fluctuation, one or the other, you look like a completely different person.
The other thing, though, is staying under the radar, off the grid, like not leaving a digital trace of yourself, if that's what you're really all about.
Well, I got $11 billion. I'll just put that in there in straight cash, homie. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to Ireland. I'm hanging out in, like, I don't know. I'm going down to, like, the Azores or something. I'm hanging out, like, in Jakarta.
With D.B. Cooper.
Exactly. You're telling me if you're roaming around somewhere in the Philippines that anyone gives two F's who you are? You don't go to I'm not hanging out in Dubai or whatever. I'm not going rich people go. Nah, I'm just living the life somewhere.
All right, what happens when your pilot can't land the plane?
Well, you take over. I got this.
Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob
news. Dare to compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, the people on the text line reminding us, you know, and your point here of it wouldn't be that hard to disappear. Whitey Bulger was hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Wasn't he down in L.A.?
Like yes, Venice Beach,
somewhere
yeah.
in California.
Had a bunch of money stuffed in his walls.
Yeah.
Whitey freaking Bulger.
Yep. Well, Jennifer Grey is another good one. When you
Who's okay. that?
Jennifer Grey was the gal from Dirty Dancing. She was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She was in Wolverine's. She was a huge actress in the 80s. The moment you Google her, you'll be like...
I recognize her.
Yeah, look at her nose job. You would never know it's Jennifer Grey. Completely different person. And she said it ruined her career.
Oh.
She got a nose job because she had a really kind of unique nose.
Yeah, doesn't look anything like her. Now, granted, she's much older, but...
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like her. Renee Zellweger's got this going on right now. Did a little plastic surgery. Looks nothing like her.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she looks like she sucked a lemon.
Yeah.
Very pinched face going on.
So, you know, if you've got some money, dude, disappearing, not hard at all. And like I said, I think it'd be kind of fun. I think it'd be kind of fun. Just vanish. Start all over. Brand new name. The key is, you just go find, not that I've looked into this, but you go find, some kid that died at an infant, and you take their social security number.
Taking lives.
You take their name. No, you don't take their life.
No, the movie Taking Lives, the movie Taking Lives with Edward Furlong, and I think Angelina Jolie was about that. It was someone who would, he was like a serial murderer. He would kill people, but then he would take their identity.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you just find someone that died, fairly young, and you just assume their identity, and, you go about, because when you're a kid, you don't have any credit history or whatever, so it's not like there's anything to come back. Like, you find someone that died, within the first couple weeks, and apparently that's how you do it. You fill out some paperwork, and away you go.
Are you planning to run off?
No, I'm just saying. I've looked into it. I think I'm fascinated by that. I think that's a very, very interesting thing that people can do it. And like back in the day, it was way, way easier. Like Chris Rock does a bit on this where he talks about like, if you wanted to like start a new life, you just had to move, like back in the day, you just had to move like two towns over.
Totally.
You just like leave your family and then like it turns out like you were just living like 30 miles away, but no one knew any different. Now it's a little bit harder, but people still do it. And again, the Whitey Bulger thing, there is a lot of small towns up in Alaska that I am convinced are nothing but felons and people looking to disappear. Everyone keeps to themselves. Everyone is named John or their last name is Smith.
I listened to a podcast series on this, like specifically in Alaska and those really heavily wooded areas. And yep. Even like law enforcement doesn't want to go around nope. some of those places. Everyone, like there's places that people go just to be left alone and yes. you can find them.
Yes.
I love it.
And no one has a backstory. You don't ask where people are from. Everyone has very generic names. You know, it's what's your name? Jim, Tom, what's your last name? Shut the hell up. And as long as you can be part of the little community, right? Whatever you mind your little, you know, P's and Q's.
Keep
and you
your
help,
head down.
You keep your head down and maybe you're the one that, you know, trades with this person for some fish or you help with the harvest of this. You just, everyone kind of minds their own business and you can just go about it. And I think about that anytime we'd come across those little towns in Alaska and we'd run into some of these people and it was like, what's the backstory? But no one ever asked because you don't want to find out. But I'm convinced that there are a ton of those little towns up in Alaska that are filled with people that are running from bad things. So, I mean, that's not even like to a foreign country. You just, like, if I had to flee in the United States, 100%, I'm going to the Great White North. I'm heading up to Alaska.
Yeah.
Where everyone minds their own business.
I might go Mexico. It's warmer.
Yeah, but, you know, that's... I said in the United States.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S. There's only one
New
place.
New Mexico. It's warmer. somebody said, my brother and his wife went to Alaska. Their guide said, if you go deep enough, it's basically Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is true. Like, if I just said, think about, like, walking my dog around my neighborhood
mm-hmm.
in beautiful Portland, Oregon. And I look at some of the homes... And we've lived in that house off and on for years.
Yeah, long time.
And I've never seen one damn person at some of these homes. Nope. And they're, I don't know, they're just weird and there's a vibe. And it's yep. like, who is in there? And it's probably Whitey Bulger.
I am convinced that there is a home in my neighborhood that someone is a murder victim and the murderer is living in there. This is the one I've told you before. They have the Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
There is a real Christmas tree that has been dead. It is sitting in their front window, and it has been there for probably 4 years now. And it just...
Yeah, that didn't sit right.
It is, and there, I've never once seen anybody. There's no sign of life. There's no nothing. The grass and, like, the weeds, it's like something out of a Snow White sort of... It's almost encompassed the front of the house.
We have a house down the block like us from that. They had a car parked outside that was like covered in moss
yes.
and stuff.
Yes.
And the overgrowth, like there's vines taking over the front door and stuff.
Yeah, you can yeah. only see, there's just one window and you can kind of see in, and that's where you see the dead tree. Everything else has kind of been overtaken. Like if you were to walk to the front door, I'm not certain, you'd have to shove your way through some things in order to get to the front door. That's how overgrown it is. And there's one car, but it's got like pine needles and moss. Like it's, that car has not moved in, same thing. I don't know if it's ever moved. And it's not in the driveway, it's in front of the house. It's such a weird setup. And every time I walk by it, I think to myself, someone's dead inside. Either someone died and no one's the wiser, or someone murdered someone in there and they're just living in there.
They just quietly cleaned it up and that was that.
It's a weird beat. Think about that all the time. And I believe every neighborhood, except for like the really nice ones, has yeah. that house.
We have a lot of those.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what's going on in there, but...
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But or it, I kind of do.
But at the same time, you're not going to go knocking on that door.
Hell no.
No. I think about that every time. What would happen if I go up? Because I call it it's like the Enchanted Forest House. If I went up and knocked on that door, who answers? And what do I say? Hey, just
checking on you.
Yeah. Could I do the, hey, I'm your neighbor down the street and I was wondering if you want me to.
Do you have any pickles I could borrow?
What do you say? There's nothing. But I am fascinated to know who would answer the door. Well, probably nobody, but...
Yeah, but there's a few houses like that in our neighborhood that there. I know there's somebody there. Yeah. There's cars. You know, it's they come and go. I don't know. It's just...
Are you equally freaked out by the houses that are pretty well-kept and well-maintained and you never see someone go in and out? Because we have one of those, too, that nothing looks amiss, but I never see a body in and out.
Why is it that we never see anybody? Like, are they... Would we be stunned at how low-key people can be?
Like, I don't even see anyone leave the garage. Like, I never see a human. But the house looks like it's well-kept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I
just assume that those people hire people to take care of their yard, so you never see them out front. And I don't know, maybe they just...
Well, when why don't know, you see
they
them?
Work like, different hours? I don't know.
Because I feel like I'm out and about all the time in the neighborhood.
Me too.
Like, I'm always walking the dog.
And, I'm a looker. I'm
peeping.
I'm a peeper. Yeah. I check out. I survey
that's right.
The so situation. Say we all of us. 100%.
I've got every house pegged, whether I'm right or wrong.
100%.
I got a story for every
There's
house.
A profile.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm that guy on the news when something goes wrong, I'm going to be the first one to be like, all right, let me tell you
I've
what's
I've known
been...
that for 7 years, officer.
Yeah, I saw that coming. I knew it all along. Yeah, 100%.
But then there's others where it's like, how could this person never show their face?
Yeah, there's definitely those. I definitely have those homes. But they don't weird me out. The ones that are well-kept... I don't know. Those don't weird me out.
I just have more curiosity, I guess. Yeah. But they're apples and oranges, kind of.
But there are definitely those homes that I've lived in that neighborhood for going on 9 years. And 100%, I've never seen a sign of life. Not a car.
The four-year Christmas tree is really something.
It's the damnedest thing. it is so fascinating to me what's going on in that house. And I think about taking photos of it, but I'm also kind of a little nervous. I'll snap one for show's sake, because I'm telling you, it is the front of that house and the overgrowth. The tree is one thing, but the overgrowth is amazing. Absolutely amazing to look at it. And that everything has moss on it, which means nothing's moved. Like the pine needles and the moss. You ever had that like car that was on the side of your house you didn't move for years? Like stuff takes up like shopping.
So it's abandoned.
But for that long? I don't know.
I mean, it's worth something, just the property alone.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been noticing this house for going on 4 years. So it's been abandoned for 4 years?
Well, yeah, COVID probably took the olds out of there.
Does anyone aware that, like...
They're still trying to locate friends and family?
Well, if you're... Because my neighborhood is almost exclusively old people. It's, you know, some of the family's moving in now. But for the most part, again, all old people... If you didn't have a family and just, if Richard Simmons' lady dies, how long before someone would know that Richard Simmons' lady is dead?
Well, it'd probably have to be a luck thing, like somebody popped by for, like the water guy smells something, or I don't know.
How long? I'm assuming not four
months.
Years.
I would say months.
Yeah. I wonder if I'd get suspicious, because I see Richard Simmons' lady every day. If I didn't see her for like a week, I'd be like, all right, what's up? If I don't see Richard Simmons for 2 weeks, do I go knock on the door and be like, hey, you all right in here?
Rest I see in her peace.
Every day I see that lady.
All right, we must go. Show wraps next on The Fan. Damn it, gotta go. I'll get to my pilot story tomorrow.
All right.
Well, we were talking about shut-ins, and just to wrap this up, it's fascinating to me how much... of a shut-in someone can be. Like, that is really... You just... Like Buck said, you never even see, like, a delivery truck or, like, food being delivered. Like, how do they eat? What are they doing in there?
There's just no signs of life.
No signs of life, ever. So where do they run out at 3 in the morning?
I don't know. The world's a fascinating place.
It really is. Some of these people, like, the lengths of shut-in, the lengths people will go to... To be shut in, fascinating.
But they live in a neighborhood. You would think that those people would be kind of, like out. But no, they're just right next door to you. Very strange. But they're fascinating. You know, it's,
yeah, I want to know more.
But you are so right. If you live in a neighborhood and you walk it, or you're one of those people that's out and about, you have a story behind every house.
Yeah.
You're like, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's based on bumper stickers, the alcohol you see in the recycling bins, all of it.
Yeah. We all make the judgments. And then you wonder, no one thinks about what I got going on in my house.
I got a divorce coming up in our neighborhood. Yeah. Oh, I see it coming. They just got to get that kid through high school. That's about it for that couple.
They're done so.
And I got my eye on their house, too. It's pretty nice.
Nice. Little upgrade.
All right, everybody have a wonderful Monday. We are back Tuesday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. Tell you the story. Hand me now my walking shoes. Become Johnny with the power and the glory. Black beat, the talking blues. He got the action, he got the motion. Play and a boy can play. The dedication, devotion. It's turning all the night time into the day. The song about the sweet love of a woman. They do the song about the night. Then they do the walk. Do the walk all night. Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain. It's from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!